Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so many wonderful things to say to His people who love Him, who search Him, who seek Him out. When we seek the Lord, we're asking for His wisdom. Now, remember, the Lord is interested in all of our redemption. He is highly motivated to give us as much information as we can possibly receive. Sometimes the question you ask may save your day. Sometimes it may save your life. It may change your trajectory from a dull life to a thriving life, from a surviving life to a greatly thriving life. And sometimes the trajectory is saved from hell to heaven just by receiving good information. Now, every minister bears fruit out to his kind. That's how you know a false prophet from a true one. The fruit. If the true prophets, their fruit is loving. And they, in heaven, love is measured by what you do. So, a minister, a man of God, woman of God, who loves people, the fruit will be loving people. And they love people, so they win souls. They are patient. They seek to represent Jesus. People who look to God, they bear fruit that looks to God. And then they that don't bear fruit and they don't look to God, they bear fruit that don't look to God or bear fruit. Now, some people are married, some Christians are married to Terrence and they have children. So the children, they could go either way. But the one that loves God has the strongest influence. So they are strengthened to do right. And the other parent left hurdles for them to jump. That's just the way it is. Depressed people raise depressed people. Free people raise free people. So whatever we learn in life, it strengthens everything. And we go about our natural routine every day, and we go about influencing people correctly. Our advice is sober because we look to the Lord. And because we look to the Lord, our motives are corrected. Because we look to the Lord, we learn information that sets us forward, not backwards. Because we look to the Lord, we learn the ways of God. We learn to live. We learn to understand. We come to understand. We're not rejecters of God's knowledge. Some ministries reject knowledge, and then God rejects their children because they put something in motion that shouldn't be. Parents do the same thing, and ministries do the same thing. They're identical. So the way we choose to live, if we live by faith in God's word, then we do faithful things. Our standards are higher. Because we're obedient, our children are obedient. We raise obedient children. People who obey God and they love God, their influence is no different. And it happens for many, many reasons. One, the children, they feel secure, and they see their parents not worry and be afraid and panic, then they don't do it either, and they look at life different because they took the cues from their parents. And remember, what you do in front of a child, the child will do in excess. If there's a seed of faith in operation in the parents, it's going to grow in operation in the children. I know it because my parents, they were good role models to me. I was born at a time when they were more established. and they were more prosperous. But that's not why their influence was greater. I saw that their life worked. They loved each other and they sacrificed for each other. And my mother always, she never spoke evil of my father. She never turned me against him. And my father never turned me against my mother. He always said good things about her. And he, you know, he was not a man of many words, but he was dedicated to God. He was not a rascal. He did right. And he was a loving man. He would help people. He would bless people. We found out that he did things for people we didn't even know about. Some of our relatives told me how they were blessed by my parents and people that knew them. Everybody that knew my parents, they had good things to say. My mother taught school, and I run into her students that are about my sister's age. And they said that the reason they're in church is because of my mother. So if you're holy, if you do right, you influence others. And it works. It works. Now, there are many things to learn of God. There's so much more to know. I learned to go in the Lord's presence, and I learned some things going in his presence that I didn't expect to learn. And I also learned things and had greater vision in life because I just endeavored to do what God said do. I said, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do what God said do. And I live like I meant what the word asked. I meant what I was saying when I said I would obey God. I meant it. And I endeavored to do all that he said do. Even when I didn't agree with it. But then as I did those things, I learned so many things that I could never learn unless I acted on God's word in faith. See, when you act on something in faith, now heaven's in operation with you together. The angels are in operation. The Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. You got his leadership. He'll point out the best direction for you. And as you do it and operate in his word, you grow. And as you grow, you develop. And your life becomes a beautiful picture of God's word in operation. A letter for people to see and read. Your life becomes a theatrical blessing. A theatrical blessing. And everybody that know you, they'll know what you'll do. They'll know your ways. They'll know your kindness. And sometimes people want your sympathy. And if they have a problem with somebody, they want you to take sides with them against the other person. But when you love everybody, you love that person and the person that they're upset with. And you show them God's way. And you represent God when it's not popular. You represent God when it is popular. And your life will work. And sometimes people will be upset because you're not upset at whoever they're mad at. And you still can't. But they're going to see the wisdom in it. They're going to see the kindness of God. And they're going to see the love of God and the beautiful wonder of forgiveness. See, when you forgive, you give your friend a chance to live again. You give a chance for the relationships that were broken to be restored. God loves us. You don't have to throw people away because of the aggravating things they do. Everybody can do something very aggravating to you. If you live with a person long enough, they're going to do something that you really, really wish they wouldn't do. But if you're in God's presence long enough, you learn how to love people no matter what they do. And still see their potential. And in the world, it's not possible. In the world system, That's not the way the world system works. If somebody offend you, then you don't want anything to do with them anymore. But they're still made in God's image. See, people don't totally fail. Nobody totally fails. Even the crazy terrorists, they love their children. Now, they are super deceived by Satan. They're trying to honor God, but they're so full of deception and hatred, they can't judge, or they don't judge properly. And Jesus said the day will come where people would kill you to honor God. They'll think they're doing God a favor. They're so deceived. But when the light, when the word of God is preached, the darkness is exposed for the lie that it really is. Now, there are many terrorist groups. There are Muslim terrorists. There are all kind of terrorist groups out there. And they have different views. And Satan hates mankind anyway. Even those within the same culture or religion, they hate them too. Because Satan is in it. And if Satan started that religion to do this. Satan started, not God. God wouldn't have deviated from the truth. The Holy Spirit don't deviate from the truth, so he didn't do it. He never started Islam or Hindu or any other religion. Jesus is the Son of God. He tells the truth. There's no sin in him, so he didn't teach us to sin like them. And it never was the Father's plan. It's out of God's character. But Satan exploited the hatred that people already had, the intolerance that they already had, that the strife that they already had. And he built a religion on it. And it's wrong. But when the truth is preached, now you can see. See, the first, when we first met God talking, he said, "Let there be light." When you live according to God's word, you're providing light, an example. And some people don't like the light, and they're already in strife with it. I'm gonna go a step further. Some people have given heed to lies, to worldly religion. They've given heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Even though they got saved, they gave heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Though they believed on Jesus, and then they turned, these are Christian people that Paul was talking about. Some gave heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devil, and they turned from the truth. Now, a real Christian comes that didn't turn back, and they live the light of God's word. The people that were once Christians that gave heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, they can get angry. If they love any part of this world, they're going to have a problem because they went on Satan's territory. Unless they come back and repent, there's enmity between those of Jesus and Satan's seed, the people of God and the people of the enemy. God put enmity there. So whoever it is, if people side with darkness, they're going to always have a problem with those that truly love God. It's not limited to religion. It's not limited to culture. It's not limited to denominations. Anybody that loves this world system, they're going to start being an enemy to those that love God every time. And some people have, see, Jesus put it this way. I have to teach this way because it's true. But Jesus said, many will come to me saying, Lord, Lord, we preached in your name. We cast out demons in your name. We worked miracles in your name. And he'll say, turn from me. I never knew you. See, God chose the light and he rejects darkness. It doesn't matter that though a person believe on Jesus, if they stay in the love of God, they're in the love of God. They can't be taken out. And it's true that they'll always be with God. And God will never leave or forsake them. But people give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. And they turn their shoulder because they turn their heart from the love of God. And they turn their affections to the things of this world. Greed will cause people to turn their shoulder from God. Greed will cause you to turn your heart, and then you'll turn your shoulder and walk away from God. Lust will do the same thing, and especially pride. See, if you change your focus, you change everything. That's why the apostle said, stay in the love of God. Make the choice to stay in the love of God. Stay focused on him. Now, I said in an earlier broadcast, when you have problems, don't look at the problem. Look at the Lord. Praise God. Grow in strength and in might. And retrain your focus on what God said. Govern your life by the word. When Satan came to Jesus, if you be the Son of God, turn this stone into bread. Jesus said, man don't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Stick with the word. Jesus was looking to God. He didn't turn his face and look at the bread. He didn't look at Satan's suggestion. He didn't look at Satan's influence. He stayed focused on the Lord. This is what it means to look to God. Then Satan said, he took him to a high mountain. If you be the Son of God, he said, you throw yourself off this high mountain. Then he quoted Psalms 9:1. For the Lord will give charge to his angels that you don't break or that you don't hit your foot on a stone. He quoted parts of Psalms 9:1. Now he saw Jesus quote a scripture, then he quoted one. And then Jesus he didn't look at all that, the delusion of Satan. He steadily looked to what the real word of God, not the twisted word of God. You can't live your life by a twisted word of God, like Satan tried to do. He said, you don't tempt the Lord your God. You don't tempt the Lord your God. He said it. He quoted the word. He stayed focused on. He didn't turn his attention to what Satan was doing. He replied with the sword of the Spirit. He spoke what God's word said and destroyed Satan's weak attempt at deception of deception. He destroyed that fire of deception that Satan was trying to start. He put that little blaze out. And then the enemy tried it again. He said, well, if he tried to tempt him with pride and lust of the eye. If you worship me, I give you all these kingdoms. He showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a vision. And all the people that really do need Jesus. Jesus saw it. But he said, you don't worship idols. You worship God. Man should have no other God before him. He worshiped him. He worshiped God. You don't have to bow down to Satan to get something. Now, some preachers have done this. Satan show them something fancy that they really want, and then they turn around and desire it, and then they act on it, and then they're out of the kingdom of God. And they still in their positions. See, when people backslide, they don't stop doing whatever it is they're doing. They're in a phony backsliding state. But they don't, they're in the same post. They're wearing the same suit and tie. They're preaching the same things they've been preaching, but it's twisted now. They gave heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils against God's will. The Holy Spirit tried to warn them, but they wouldn't listen. They tuned it out. They changed the word. They stopped trusting God and started trusting what they were doing. And then the enemy backs off so smoothly that they can't tell that they're living a lie again, that they wandered away from the heart of God's word. And there's nobody to challenge them. And the preachers that would, they resisted. They turned their shoulder. If they turn their shoulder from God, if they turn their shoulder from the Holy Spirit, the influence of the Holy Spirit, they're definitely going to turn their shoulder from the real messengers of God. And in their pride, their hubris, they're gonna believe that they are all right. And then they die. And then they can't go to heaven. Lord, Lord, we preached in your name. We cast out devils. They're surprised. They thought they was in the kingdom, but they left it a long, long time ago. That's why the Lord said, tell my people my return is imminent, and to be ready that they be not left. There's so much false doctrine taught by people. Sometimes you wouldn't, you know, you've heard their past tapes and they were great, and now they changed. And that's not good. I'm not trying to isolate a particular person. I'm just saying it happens, and it happens a lot. And in their greed, the people, they promise people things that God didn't. And people see it as an easy path. And they give money to them as if they're real men of God. And then the real men of God have lack in their churches. The people that really love people. See, a lot of people's priorities are not right. When you study the word and pay attention to the Holy Spirit, if his voice is loud, it has to be louder than your voice. And then it has to be louder than everybody else's voice. And the only way for that to happen that I know of is to fill your heart with God's word. And then God's voice will be louder than it. It'll be the loudest voice. It'll be what you go by. Now watch this. And when you act on the guidance of God and the heart of God's word, your life will be light. And it'll be a greater light, a greater view of light than the most popular people that's known in Christendom. See, if you do kingdom living for real, it works. You don't have to do gimmicks and camouflage living. But it works. Now, when you take God when you take his word at face value, when you truly do God's word, my friend, you're going to learn insights you can't learn any other way. I've said that I was shocked, sometimes surprised, by the things that happened after I obeyed God. I learned all kind of revelation. And when I worship God in his presence, I sense things, that some things I can't put in words, but I have understanding. And when I trust and act on it, it works. When you have the greatest problem, learn to look at God. Worship God. Praise God. Go by the word. Pray for wisdom. Be quiet. Be still. No, don't be in a hurry. And don't act on fear and worry. See, worry reduces the strength you have. And the weaker you get, the easier it is to fear. And fear attaches Satan to your life every time. And in whatever category you trust him or you have fear. You're not trying to trust Satan, but if you fear, that fear attaches Satan to your life and he'll do damage there. Now, like I said in yesterday's broadcast, you can have no fear in one category and Satan can't move in that category. But you can have fear in your relationship and he'll do damage there. Learn not to have fear at all. If you're going to fear somebody, fear God. take him, and if you're taking him at his word, you have fellowship with him. And even your fear and your fear will turn into reverence. And you will know for a fact that you're going to be fine. And the fear of God is in place. You still know that God is. And he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And you'll know that he's going to honor his word, all of it, to you. The good and the bad. So when you know that you can get judged, you carry yourself better. Now, I'm not afraid that God wants to throw me in hell. He don't want to put me in hell. I know that. He loves me. But I said, Lord, I don't ever want to do something that's a cross of the line. I don't want to cross the line. I want to do all that's in your heart. So that's what I confess. I don't really know how to do all that's in his heart. But I want to. And I'm going to. By faith. If I can seek and follow him, I can do it. And if I can seek him, if I can cherish him, if I can keep my focus on the word of God. And that doesn't mean literally looking at the word all day. That means studying the word, let it be in your heart. And that's what you govern your life by. Jesus wasn't reading the scriptures when he quoted them. But he was looking to God. Staying in faith is looking to God. Making choices according to the word is looking to God, and it will purify you. And you will live, you will be light, you will be effective, and you will be salt to the earth. And those who do these treasures, it works. Lies don't work. And don't worry about the translations. Sometimes people want to pick out the Hebrew and Greek like what I was talking about in the last broadcast. The word of God is life. Even though it was translated, it's still life. And it still works. And it's still detectable. And the Holy Spirit will even give you even greater information. And it'll be true. And it'll stay steadily word-based. And if you do love to look into the Hebrew and Greek, the Holy Spirit knows all about Hebrew and Greek as well. So, whatever you choose to believe, make sure that it's sanctioned by God, and you'll be fine. You can't do what everybody else is doing. You can't do what the crowd is doing. But walk that narrow path. You'll be fine. You'll have the greatest revelation walking the narrow path, staying steadily in the will of God. Now, I'm out of time again, unfortunately, but the Lord is not, and he'll continue to mightily move in your life. Remember, God loves you deeply. He trust him with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your might. Do all that's in his heart. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.